Blog Talk Radio.
Honey, don't call no more. Don't have that phone no more. Maybe there's something wrong with his phone. Or maybe it's falling and the grill is gone. And I'm not sure if I'm still respected. And I'm not in a rush to be rejected. Not by Tony. Tony don't care no more. He doesn't want me there no more. I just wanna know what I did wrong. To make a real good song, and I don't have these nights too often. I wish you could take my mind off it, but I really like Tony. And he wasn't just some regular guy. Tony's actually the other night. Oh, why? I could have been in love by now if it wasn't for Tony.
Friday Nightcap. I am Imaj Alde. That is Joel Zane from Thomas Carter. Good evening, guy and gal.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Thomas. How you doing?
We're going to put him back on hold. Maybe he won't talk a little bit later. I don't know what he's doing with himself.
Good evening and welcome. Tonight will be interesting because, yes, we have an interesting topic today in my life. Before we start, so I'm going to put the disclosure out there. Taylor, please. Thank you.
Okay, people. If you're just tuning into our show, we do cuss. We do talk about sex. We say naughty words such as dick, pussy, fuck, things of that nature. If those words tend to upset you, you feel offended, you might want to just turn your radio on down or get off your phone or get a dictionary. I don't know. It's your life.
Okay. All right. So, first question. Oh, well, so we're only going to 12 tonight because I just decided we were just going to 12. I don't have money to do tomorrow, but we're just going to 12 tonight. But first question up tonight that I have posted on my Facebook page, who is more freakier, older women or younger women?
Older women.
You really think older women?
Yeah.
Like older than you, like 40, 50, mid-30s.
Pause. Did you say older than you? Like, what's that supposed to mean?
I mean, like older than you, like 40 or 50.
talking about? I'm older than you. What are you talking about?
I thought so. That's why I'm like, what you trying to throw shade? But no, I do. I think. I thought so. Look. I thought. That's what I thought. No, but I do.
No,
I do think older women like in their 40s, some going into their 50s, I do think that they're like, I mean, think about it, like they've been around for a good little while.
How about it?
They've been around for a good little while, like they done seen some things, and I'm just saying, I think that they know some tricks. I'm just saying.
Of course they know tricks.
Oh. Well, hello, sir.
Well, hello. How are you?
He just got here.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I did get here. I'm good. I had to handle a phone call before this, you know.
Oh.
You know what? I tried to take a nap. I had to set my alarm clock to get back up. But anyway, you
know that,
because I ain't had no nap today.
Oh, no.
I like naps. But anyway.
I like naps,
so,
too. They're great.
I mean, naps for president. That's all I got, sorry. I think even as an adult, sidebar about naps. We had already jumped into the topic, but naps are wonderful. Naps make me happy. Naps give me joy. They make me a better person. I think every adult.
Go ahead, take them to church.
Take a nap. What
did you say? Take them to church.
Take them to church. Take them to church by these naps.
They make you a better person. If I get a nap, I have a better day. You know, like those hours between 1:30-ish to about 3:45, if I can get a nap in between that time, I'm good. You know? But anyway, that's good to hear this. Everybody knows I like naps. So, yeah, and I get one faithfully every single day, and I ain't get one today. So I tried to get one when I got off work, but that was about 5 minutes long. But anyway. But, so,
What's the question?
Wait a minute. You said what happens when I don't get no nap?
Mm-hmm.
It means I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock. And I'm going to get me some more sleep in my night. So, and I'm so tired and I'm cranky about that time period. So, yeah. It's the best I can do. But the question is, who is more freaky, older women or younger women? Remember, we had to discuss this in the group, but I said, I'll tell my answer later and why I said what I said. So Taylor said older women.
You ready for my answer?
The 40s.
Well, I put it to you like this. In my particular range of things and the women that I've dealt with, it usually starts around, you know, between like that mid-30 time frame, a little bit earlier, maybe about 32, 33, when they start to want to stand out a little bit more. Because I've met some women who were, you know, so-called freaks, but they were only freaks for their age group. You know, now this is talking about, you know, I'm about 25, 26. All the women that I've met during that time frame, they were like in between like 21 and like 29 or something like that time frame. But they weren't really freaks. They were just, you know, freaks for their age range, which was, you know, high sex drive, you know, just like to do a little bit of dick sucking here and there, you know, like any pussy ape, but that was really it. You know, that is what they considered their freak level. And they just want to do it different places. But these older women, like 33, 34 on up, these women, you would think that they would do it during their time frame when they're young and in their 20s. No. Some of these women are full-fledged freaks by the time they hit 37, 38. talking about threesomes, orgies, gangbangs, all this different stuff. Why? They just become more aware. They understand, you know, this is something that they're more interested in versus it being the norm of, oh, okay, yeah, regular sex is great if you're having it with somebody you enjoy having sex with, but sometimes you just want to venture out and do a little bit of something different. So that's what they do. So I'm running with the older women. That's what I'm going with. The older women have been very, very good to me.
So let it be known that the older women have been good to them.
Yes. Sugar mama. But anyway, I'm just joking.
But you know, a nice looking one, like one that's brown skin, I'll take her.
One that's nice looking and brown skin. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
really?
That's
what so we're that. Back to this whole light skinned women. Never mind.
No.
Let's not do that. That's fine. So, here's my answer. And I say, yeah, and I say the same thing. That mid 30-ish, that once we reach those good old 30s, things start to change. You know, there's more things that you start liking. There's things you want to try and all of that. It's wonderful. You know, being that I'm in the middle of my 30s. I'm enjoying my 30s. I've been enjoying my 30s for a while. But, and there's nothing wrong with the younger girls. There's nothing wrong with them. But I did have a conversation with a group of younger girls this past weekend. Like, it was an impromptu situation. Hush, Taylor. It was an impromptu party that I was invited to speak at. And first of all, if you want me to speak at your party, then give educational advice. Please give me 48 hours notice or whatnot so that I can be prepared mentally. Because I had been drinking by the time I had got the dysfunction. So I wasn't, you know, you know, nice about anything that I said. I said what I wanted to say. So, but these young girls had questions, and these girls were, they had to be 22-ish to 27, like in between that time period. And I remember myself at 22. You know, I remember. I ain't know shit. I ain't know nothing.
Yeah,
you know, I was a mama and everything at that time. I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing what I liked. I didn't know anything. So, you know, some of their questions were just like, what? You don't know that? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But one of the questions that they, one of the young ladies, and actually several of the young ladies, had even told me that they had never masturbated at this point in life. And so I had to, you know, go back in myself and say, girl, when did we start masturbating? Because these efforts is long overdue. But I had to say to them, you know, if you don't know yourself, how can you tell a man what you like? You know? They were like, oh, okay, yeah, we get it. And then one young lady was like, I don't like giving head. I'll give it to him for 2 minutes and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What?
All right.
Right.
So imagine my face after I done had about 6 Jello shots. 2 glasses of wine and some shots of, imagine me. Because at this point, I'm like, the fuck? Your man's cheating on you. That's what
right
I wanted to say.
I'm going to have a drink right now.
Right.
I'm going to have a drink right now.
Go ahead. Take a sip.
And another one.
Yes, I just took a swig. Yes. Because
I have a question.
Yes.
So you said she do it for about 2 minutes. Now
that's what she said.
I'm confused about this 2 minutes. Like, did you ask a follow up question? Because I'm thinking it take like 2 minutes to get. Like, I'm not understanding. Like, 2 minutes. Like, she put. I'm not understanding how that.
She's just doing it because that's what he likes, and she doesn't like it. Like, she doesn't like the thought of spit. She doesn't like the thought of her mouth going on it. She doesn't. Nothing. She likes nothing about it. And I wanted to say, well, girl, do you like girls? I mean, I don't understand. Like, what's going on?
But see, you know what? You know what pisses me off about chicks like that? This is what pisses me off about chicks like that. They will say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. And don't like that. But be the first ones with their legs wide open talking about they want a dude to eat them. Bitch, what?
Church.
Jump your ass off a steep cliff. What do you mean?
On jagged rocks.
Okay. With piranhas at the bottom. Like, how you going? Like, how you just going to be mad because he wants you to suck his dick, but you so willy nilly to just spread your leg? Can't eat my pussy. No, bitch, no.
Right.
I thought, you know what? To be honest, I know a girl that's like that. Well, I shouldn't say I couldn't call her a girl. She is a girl because she's childish. She's childish and fetish.
You're right.
And you know what? Come think about it. Sidebar for a second. So I don't remember the day, but I know it was one day this year. It's Steak and Blowjob Day. So I posted a picture. Steak and Blowjob Day. Yeah. And I posted my steak dinner, and I said, you know, hashtag Steak and Blowjob Day. She was like, blowjobs, those are disgusting. I inboxed that bitch and told her, your face is disgusting. What are you talking about? Like, don't, That's exactly
what's
why you're
on your
here.
Instagram or your Facebook page that you decide, you know, this person is.
Oh,
this
my
person
Facebook
is
page.
Okay.
My Facebook page. Yeah, all of this was inboxed. And I said,
are you going to find her?
I'm going to find it.
I know you are. See, it was that moment you started. Yep, she's gonna go find her.
Yeah, I'm like, what is the matter with you? She was like, I don't do all of that, but he can lick my pussy all he wants. I said, let me tell you something. Your man is not licking nothing of yours because your man is licking the girl next door pussy. Want to know why?
Okay.
She got his dick all in her mouth. And she happy, and she happy about it, and he really happy about it. I'm sorry, that was off track. Sorry. Go ahead with your story, Mom.
No, you were not okay. No, keep on talking, because I am busy.
Well, while you search, I just want to go a little bit sidebar. I want to have a little sidebar. Let me tell you all about my day for a second.
If it's not,
y'all know.
Let me tell you about my day. Oh, no, this ain't going to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know if I want to talk about my day, because I don't talk about my day. So y'all know if I want to talk about my day.
Uh-oh.
So, now I work with kids, you know, or with teenage kids. Now, some of these kids, they got bad mouths on them. They got ridiculous mouths on them. So, this one young lady decides that she wants to accuse me and another male security guard of talking disrespectful to her and about her mom. Now, let's backtrack. This girl is known for cussing out security guards, cussing out teachers, cussing out disciplinarians. Pretty much anybody who gets on her nerves, she's going to cuss them out. And we'll fly. Let's not forget the fact that she will lie. So, you know what my dumbass supervisor does? My supervisor decides that she wants to call us down and bring us in front of the girl to ask us what happened.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Am I a child? Do I not work here?
Yes.
Because clearly, I guess that I must be one of her children, or I must be, you know, just another person in school. Because I don't fucking know who the fuck you think you are for you to question me in front of some child. You're going to do that in front of a child? If you have something that you need to say, you need to address it to me in private, not in front of no child, because the moment that you do that shit, that child is going to think that I'm in trouble for something and I ain't in trouble for shit. So she needs to understand that. So after she said her little spill, the girl then said her little spill, you know, hey, listen, I'm not one to argue with nobody. I don't like to argue with people because I know my mouth. So, you know, this lady going to say, oh, okay, well, you don't do everything by procedure. Neither the fuck do you. So what difference do it make? Now, at this point in time, she done pissed me off. I would suggest you leave me alone. Let me move on about my business and go on.
Uh-oh.
Why when I walk away, I'm talking to the other security guard, and she going to yell down the fucking hallway, that's not what this is. Oh, no. I don't know the fuck you think you're talking to. I spazzed on that lady. She ain't writing me up, though. She better not write me up. Don't do shit, and then you get mad at when people respond to you. If you act unprofessionally, then someone is going to act unprofessionally with you. And not for nothing, I'm about as professional as it gets when it comes to my job. But don't fuck with me. That's all I'm going to tell you. And I just had a conversation with this lady literally earlier in the week. Like, yo, listen, one, I don't kiss ass. Two, I don't take no shit from nobody. I don't give a fuck who you are. I just don't do it because I'm not there for that. But at the end of the day, if you know this about me, why the fuck did you bring me in front of some child? Like, I'm on trial. I bet you she won't do it again.
Oh, boy.
I digress. I want to shout out my new BFF, Mocha. She's listening on the radio right now. But that was it, you know. Don't come reckless at me, because I will respond in turn. That's all I want to say. That's all.
What Thomas is saying is don't come for him unless he come for you.
In fact, don't come for me if I don't send for you.
There you go. That too.
I can
I've been drinking. All that.
I'm a very good person. Just don't fuck with me.
Now that you feel better. You feel better. You got to get out your system.
I felt better when I came home and took a nap. I had my nap today.
We back to the gospel of that.
What?
See, here's the thing. I'm not going to lie. I took a little nap today, too. I sure did. I laid down right before the show. I laid down at 10 o'clock, and I got up at 10:45 feeling amazing.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell y'all something. See? Naps are awesome. Told y'all, naps for president. Can't even ruin for the pain. Naps for president. So, back to what we were talking about. About the young people. And, you know, like, she just rubbed me the wrong way. But then there were some other young ladies there that was like, oh, like, the questions of have you tried anal? What would you do about it? One young lady, now listen, she said that her man asked her in the middle of sex that he wanted to get them a mistress. Now, first of all, that's not the time nor the place to ask anybody that.
He
got that much conscious thought in his mind, and he said, we need somebody else in here, because obviously your ass ain't doing what you're supposed to do. But
yeah, he was thinking. He was trying to map out his day the next day and everything else.
Yeah, he's trying to find his next boo. Like, you're doing too much. So, but I'm glad that I was able to have the conversation with them, because now I had to let them know, like, one, and then one of my friends was there as well. She was saying, let them know, like, she's married, her and her husband do this, that, and the third. But they was like, that's your husband. And so what? My thought to them was, what I do in my bedroom is not the same thing that you do in your bedroom. You can't judge my bedroom because you don't know nothing about it. You don't know nothing about it. My mindset is different from your mindset. I don't care about no other chick. I go whatever. Down, whatever. I don't care about her. What we do is what we do. I don't, you know, it's just, and they was like, I can't be that one. I saw the young mindset happen. That's why I said women who are in their 30s, we enjoy ourselves. We know how to make ourselves come and above. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't got to go through all that. And I don't have no problem saying to you, I want to fuck. I don't want to be held tonight. Shit, go sit down. Let me suck your dick. That's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can say that in my 30s. At this point. So we have some answers to the question at hand on my Facebook page. Lynette says older women, coming from an older woman. Robert also says, but he says the cougar. I don't like that word. Because women in this, I think cougar stands for, like, people who are, like, in their 50s, trying to date men who are in their early 20s. Like, you know. LaRonda says older women. Thurman says older women. Looks like the older women here are winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
Older women are winning.
Yeah.
And, so I think that, you know, the older you get, the more experience you get up under your belt, the more you begin to, you find out what you like and what you don't like. You know?
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
My issue is not too much.
I think back to, like, when I was 22, and, like, I was like, what am I doing at 22? Like, I didn't like half of the stuff that I like now at 22, and now that I'm 32. So I think it's just when you get a little older, you get a little wiser, you get a little experience with you. You find that one person that just be like, you know what, I'm going to show you this real quick.
Hey. Right. Well, I would. What the devil? But, yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, you're not going to, well, I'm a 22. I ain't no shit. I already know I ain't no shit. I'm just going to say that now. I ain't know nothing. The man I was messing with didn't know nothing. We just didn't know nothing.
More power to you.
Yes. It was more of like, I really didn't start experimenting more until I was like 25, 26. And, you know, that's when certain things were being introduced to me. And in all honesty, it was introduced to me by an older woman.
See?
Look at her moving. Like, I'm for real. Like, she was older. Like, she was, how old was she? She was like 36, 37. She was old. Like, she was 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was introducing me to so many new things. And so I was like, shoot. And so when I'm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had guys.
Right. She had a mentor. She had a coach. She had a fellowship. I feel like you get it.
No, I had a mentor.
Oh, you had a mentor. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My mentor my mentor was I called her my god sister, but she would tell me all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she was probably the most eccentric person I've ever met to this day. But she would tell me, you know, different things. She'd tell me about different things, threesomes, you know, orgies, different things that she's experienced in life, you know. And, you know, when I got to doing those things, I would ask her for advice and shit like that. So, you know, I had a mentor, which is pretty damn cool to me. And so at like 22, 23, 24, you know, trying new things, I'm like, oh, okay. And then I go run back and go have a conversation with her about, you know, all the different things that I experienced and, you know, just stuff like that. It was pretty interesting. I think everybody should have a mentor at least one point in their life.
I'm about to ask that question. Do you feel like you had a sexual mentor? They ain't going to understand it, but they need to listen to this show.
Sexual mentors will help you expand your mind.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Awesome. I'm so awesome. So, yeah. That's awesome. I feel it in my spirit. Y'all are messy. We'll see when we get some answers when we come back to that. So, listening now. I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Y'all, if y'all got some questions or some concerns, y'all can discuss. I'm trying to get my thoughts together.
I have a comment and all types of stuff. So, I live in Jersey, and the past couple of days in Jersey, we've been having some really comfortable weather. It's been really good. It's been up in the 60s. Today, it reached 70. And these little things around here then took it to a whole nother level. I done seen girls outside with, you know, boy shorts as in the underwear. Like, you got those on and you outside, like, you walking around, like, you got pants on. Like, nobody, like, first of all, kill yourself and your friends because they all with you. Everybody else got on pants and you outside in boy shorts and nobody bothered to say, bitch, go put some pants on. First of all, they ain't none of your friends. Second of all, see, the thing is, though, if you want to walk around half naked, that's on you. Do what you want to do. However, I shouldn't have to explain anything to my child about why your stomach, your whatever, is hanging out. I know there are plenty of gyms that are in Isis County that are giving out discounts. You can get a membership for $10 a month. I know that there's a gym in Orange, where I live, that is, as long as you have the ID, you can get a little badge from City Hall, you can go there for free. So, with that being said, you shouldn't be outside looking like, what the fuck? And you shouldn't have your baby outside looking like, what the fuck, either. I've seen little girls outside. They got on the littlest skirts, the littlest everything. And then mama be so serious. Like, she looks so cute. And her little friends, oh, she's so cute, she's so good. No. There's no reason why your 4-year-old should have on a mini skirt. And you shouldn't be wearing your 4-year-old daughter's skirt as a shirt. Yeah. The little girl had the skirt on Wednesday, right? I saw her. I said, oh, that's very pretty. She said, thank you. Mama dropped her off to school on Thursday wearing the same damn skirt as the top. No bra. Just out.
You sure? Maybe she made that skirt and that shirt from the same fabric. Like, she got a sewing machine and she's making mommy and daughter of clothes. Yeah, that's what I think she did.
No, no, it was the same damn thing because it didn't fit the little girl and it damn sure didn't fit her either.
Wow.
And school starts at 8:30. It's 8:30 in the morning. Why are you outside half ass naked? It ain't even hot yet.
Really? Really? I have no words for that. It's been cold here in North Carolina, so I have nothing. I have nothing to say.
Thomas has no opinion. Ratchet chick.
It's just been ridiculous. And I said it didn't even get to 80 degrees yet. It didn't get to 90 degrees. I think it was like 65 the other day. Like, it's climbing, but it's like, really? Really? Like, you can't be serious. Like, you gotta stop. Really?
Shout out to all the no good parents out there.
Yes. There you go. Shout out to all the good parents, the regular, normal, sane parents who put appropriate clothes on their children at the appropriate time of the season. And it's not just when it's warm too. I saw a little boy come to school. He had on socks, sandals, thermals, and shorts.
That nigga was confused. He was confused.
And his parents. See, here's my problem. Like, okay, you know, kids get up in the morning and they just want to put on whatever. Like, my daughter does that some morning. She want to get up, and she got a bathing suit on top of her pajamas and a hat and a scarf. But I got to tell her, no, she's not going to wear that. But at what point do you just say, you know what, go ahead and wear it? Like, I mean, socks and sandals, thermals, a short set on. You going to let him walk out the house like that?
Okay. Now, I got a question. Are we talking about, like, the flip-flops, you know, like the Nike Jordan flip-flops, or are we talking about, like, actual grown man sandals?
Like sandals, like, you know the sandals that the little kids wear, you know, in the pool, that you just got the strap across the top of your foot, and then they go around your little ankle, and that's it? Those kind of sandals.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. And here's the kicker. It was cold outside.
No, he was confused in life. He was confused in life. That's what that was. He left out the house without his mom permission.
No.
I'm trying to find reasons as to why this young man was dressed like he was confused for all of his life.
No.
I'm trying to find excuses for him.
No, there is none, because his mother dropped him off at school.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah. A pure demon.
Well, I'll take two more sips on that.
I still have nothing. So, and I'm still looking for what I was looking for. So yeah.
Yeah.
So,
keep losing my train of thought.
That much?
The question is, what's actually on your mind?
I don't know. Like, I got a lot of shit going on right now.
No, I'm just playing.
What's on there? No.
Sucking some dick and taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awesome. But I'm not. Okay? I'm not. I'm going to go to sleep after we got this, after this program.
Right now,
yeah. Sleep. No. I'm going to sleep. Okay. So is there a such thing as being too private? Because, and too guarded with situations? Is there such thing as that?
I think so. I think so. I think that if you're dealing with somebody, you're in a, you know, you're starting to become in a serious relationship, and it's past that new car smell, and then you're still got your walls up. I think that might be a bit much. Because the person is still trying to get to know you, they still, you know, like they want to be with you, and you're giving them such a, you know, like a hard time. Because they wanna be next to you, they wanna be let in, but you're not letting them in.
Okay. Because I have moments. And we're going to have a little personal session here. That odd moment. Like, I'll let you in so far. But then once you get to that point, it's like you have a whole nother level you got to get to before I let you in further. And I've been kind of going back and forth with myself about it. And I even had a conversation with my homegirl TD about it. And she was like, you know, that's your defense for you, because, you know, the things that you've been through in life, that you built up this, and you, it's hard for people to get to know you because you feel like people will have these thoughts. So you only share certain things, and then what you'll do is have a conversation with them to see how much more information you can share. And I was like, yeah, you might be right. You might be. And this has been my friend since college, so, yeah, she might be a little bit right about me, just a little bit. But I think today, you know, there was a conversation that I was having, and they were like, the particular person I was talking to, they were like, so you really just don't invite nobody to do anything with you. Like, and I really don't. Like, I don't, you can ask you know, some of my friends, how many times I'm like, yeah, y'all come over to my house. I won't say it. I don't know. This is my personal space. And I'm always in it, so I try to get out of it. Like, I'm home almost 24/7. Like, I'm at home all day long. Because, you know, I work here, I sleep here, I eat here, I watch TV here. I mean, I do everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always here. So I think, you know, they were trying to say that I was being, you know, too guarded by saying, hey, I'm really not inviting you to my house. I just think that I'm always in my house. Like, I'm trying to get up and out of it. Like,
yeah,
you get to go and go to work. Like, you get up, you shower, you get dressed, you get your car keys, and you go to work. Me, I get up, I wash my face, brush my teeth, go to my office, turn on my computer. And then, you know, like, and then whatever else with my day. Like, and then I think that they got upset with me, and I was trying to figure out if they were upset with me or not. That's all.
No. I absolutely agree. I feel the same way. I am a stay-at-home mom. I am home with the little folk all day. So it's like when I do get a chance to go out, like, I run. Like, I'm gone. Like I go just to be away from it. Like, I get that, too. If people like, you don't never invite us over, well, I'm invite you over for? To sit and look at my house? I don't want to look at my house. I look at my house all the time. I look at my walls all the time. I know what they look like. I know every part of my house. I want to go out. I'll go meet you. I'll come to your house.
Right.
I'll meet you at such and such time at such and such place. I get it. I completely get it. And then it's a protective thing also. Like, this is my personal space. Like, you can't come into my personal space and fuck shit up. Like, that's what we're not going to do. Like, you're not going to come in my house and fuck shit up because then I'm going to have to fuck you up. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because, I mean, we all know everybody don't know how to act outside. Like, just because, you know, you act cool in the restaurant, you act cool in the club, that don't mean you act cool in the house. Everybody to tear my shit up. I tear your ass up.
And maybe that'll be a conversation that we'll have to have a little bit later. But I just felt like, you know, maybe I am a little too guarded, but still, I shouldn't have been. And damn, like, I leave, literally, Taylor, you talk to me. I leave my house for what, 15, 20 minutes and come back?
Mm-hmm.
Is that long as it takes me to go get something to eat? Like, sometimes I don't even, like, I'll take myself out to lunch and sit down somewhere so that I can stay the fuck out the house. And I don't know. Okay, so we have an answer to the whole sexual mentor thing. Thomas, this kind of mirrors your answer. He said, yep, an older woman. I was 21, she was 35. Lessons learned.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, that mirrors that. But you know what? Why is that a theme that, so, Thomas, but your mentor, for your sexual mentor, it was a woman, right? Was it a woman?
Yeah.
Was it a man?
It
was a woman. Okay, and mine was a woman. I wonder if other women would say, well, yeah, I had a male sexual mentor. Because mine was a female. Do you feel like it's easier to sit down and talk to a woman about it versus a male? Like, I don't know.
No, because, I mean, like, it depends on the person and who they are. See, me, I was raised by females. I was raised by a female, mm-hmm. like my mom, my aunt, you know, my uncle. He went to school in Boston. So, you know, only people I really had to go to was either my mom, my aunt, you know, not really going to go to my grandpa's too much, you know, wasn't going to him for too much. You know, I could talk to him, but that's about, you know, a little simple stuff, but for the most part, it was either my female adults that were in my family or my cousins, which I had a lot of male cousins. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
talking to them is like talking to somebody that's my age because we're not that far apart. You know, like my oldest cousin is, what, 10 years ahead of me or something like that, which is still far enough. But when you're 20, you know, like you're 13, 14 years old and trying to have a conversation with your 23 or 24-year-old cousin, you know, they're in a different frame. They're in a different frame than you are, and they're still pretty young to themselves. So it's like, all right. But, I mean, it all depends on who you grow up with. If you grow up with, you know, dudes and what you're comfortable with, then there's no problem for you to talk to them. But if not, it's probably more comfortable to talk to whoever you're comfortable with. But more than likely, having a male mentor, and not taking advantage of? I don't see that happening. You know, unless they really, really fuck with you in the long way. As far as male to female.
one of a female did just answer. She did have a male mentor, and she said that he taught her everything that she knows now.
Good.
A male mentor that she wasn't sleeping with?
And he said he taught me. She said he taught me everything I know. So he must have been sleeping with him at least, you know. But you know, for him to teach us something.
Yeah, but I mean, I look at it like this: with my mentor. You know, like, everybody's mentor is different. So, like, some people will teach you things and they'll tell you on how to do things, and some people will just go out and show you. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mentor, I was, you know, she told me different things and told me to go out and go try it. You know what I'm saying? Versus it being, oh, okay, yeah, well, she's showing me the ropes personally. No, that wasn't the case with me and her. So everybody's mentor is different. Some people have a full hands-on mentor. Some people have a, you know, an instructional mentor where they just give you the theories of everything and tell you to go out and try and see what happens.
Okay. Oh, I got a question about this whole mentorship stuff. So, did you... and that question came quick, too. Would you say... did you have a woman teach you how to eat hoo-ha? Or is it something that you picked up on?
I picked up on it because I started doing it when I was in my teens. I picked up on it. But as I got older, I started to listen to women and hear the different things in which they like and what they don't like.
Okay. So that's a good question. Who taught you? Did someone teach you how to give oral? Or was it something you just picked up on?
No, I just picked up on it because we used to have the cable box back in the day. That, you know, after 10 o'clock, you know, that in Jersey, the box turned into the Playboy station. So that's how I saw it one day. Like, I was just flipping through the channels, and I was like, oh, well, what's she doing? So I kind of, like, I knew what it was, but I didn't actually try it until I got a little older. And then I was like, oh, okay, it don't look too hard. So then I tried it, and I was like, well, this seems like, you know, it's pretty easy. And then it's been go time from there.
Go
I mean, time. It's so simple. It's so simple and easy. It gets the job done. I mean, depending on, you know, the type of person you're dealing with, the type of person you are, you know what I'm saying? You get shit from it, you know. I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying to each his own. If that's how you get your shit, that's how you get your shit. That's all I'm saying. It ain't tricking
See,
if you
now,
got
I
it.
Now, I have a question. Now, I have a question.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you two ladies personally, right? Now, you ladies get wet from giving head.
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Now, was it always that way, or did something happen along the lines where it just started, you know, like you didn't start out that way, but then eventually over time you started to be that way?
Yes. Well, I know for me that's how it started, because I was dealing with who I was dealing with, and he was kind of like, he's a little bit of a loud dude. Like, he's a little loud. So that was kind of like, oh. So then after that, it was kind of like, oh, all right, I like this. So, yeah. It just started happening all of a sudden one day out the blue. And then one day I was doing it and I kind of came. I was like, oh, all right now.
Yeah.
For me, it didn't start off like this. It didn't. Of somewhere in there, I think I started to finally enjoy it. Because, you know, just like that 22-year-old that I was talking to last week, I tell you, I didn't know nothing, and I was her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it because he liked it. I didn't do it because it was an enjoyment of myself. So once I started to enjoy it, then that's when it started to happen. So, yeah, that was what it was for me. Like, I finally started to enjoy it. I started getting something out of it. So, and then that leads me to say, like, I was having a conversation with someone, and I was like, you know, for me, I'm not doing it to just be like, oh, he wants some head or whatever. I'm actually doing it because I want to do it, and it's going to get me off in this. And also, women who give head are happier people. So,
I read that too. It decreases the signs of depression. It helps you sleep.
Mhm. Yes, thank you.
And it's also good for your teeth.
Not good for your teeth.
It is good
for
your
teeth.
And
it makes them happy too.
Yeah.
And it makes them happy.
So, and so, therefore, I had to say, like, what if? That's okay, let me ask you this, Taylor. When you're doing it, and let's say they're asleep and they're not waking up, will you stop? Like, I'll stop. Like, shit, your ass ain't waking up. You must be in a good deep-ass sleep, or you think you fucking dreaming or something. So I'm going to stop. I'll stop. I don't know about nobody else, but I will stop, and I will turn over, get myself off, and go to sleep. I promise you I will. I've done it twice. And I ain't gonna tell you how long. But anyway, I've done it.
Oh, I've never done that. Like, I've never stopped.
I took a pause.
For
me, the response is my ego booster. Well, it was so funny. I still got wet off the fact of it. But I was like, I'm going to sleep. Fuck this shit. I'm going to fucking sleep.
Wait. No. Don't do that. Why? What? No.
Why would
Oh, gosh. That's the reason why niggas go stupid. That's the reason why niggas act crazy. Doing dumb shit like that. How would you feel? How would you feel if you was getting your pussy ate and he just randomly just was like, oh, okay, fuck
it. If I'm sleeping, I ain't waking up. You better stop or something. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to stop because now, you're not going to, like, see, I'm a little off. So, to me, that's like, oh, so you not, oh, this is a challenge. Oh, you're not going to get up? Like, you're not going to wake up because I'm doing this? All right, watch this.
Mm-mm.
I bet you
nope.
Get your ass up
not
now.
Not waking up.
Oh, you're going to get your ass up. One way or the other, you're going to wake up. You're getting up. And then once I get to the certain point where, like, I'm all ready to go, like, no, you need to get up. You're going to have to get up, sir.
Mm-hmm. You're too much of a light sleeper for that shit. Listen. Too much of a light sleeper. Listen. For no matter what, I can sleep hard as hell.
I'm a light sleeper, so
it's going to
wake me up.
Yeah, you're not going to wake me up to head, like, unless I'm dead drunk. I mean, like, dead drunk, you're not waking me up. You know, you're
why
not going to wake me up.
Gotta,
I'll
why
already
you
be
always got to be drunk for everything? Like, at what point are you sober? Like, have you ever had a sexual encounter when you were sober?
Yeah, I actually have sex a lot when I'm sober. But, like, when I'm sober, the only way you'll never catch me, you know, because I sleep on my stomach. So, like, like, for you to even do anything, like, you would have to get me to roll over. And even by then, like, if you're getting me to roll over, then I'm already partially awake.
Oh.
You're never going to catch me sleeping.
Mm. And see, like, for me, I
yeah,
keep
I'm,
on my side. So he's going to literally have to roll me over for that to happen because I sleep on my side. And I hear, and I'm a light sleeper whether I'm drunk or sober. I'm a light sleeper. I feel everything. I will feel him move. I will feel him get up and go to the bathroom and turn on a light, and I'm going to ask you why you sitting in that bathroom door looking at me. I'm just that light up sleeper. literally, like, I'm that light of a sleeper. And, like I will feel everything going on around me while I'm asleep.
Mm-hmm. I could be in the dead of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll be in the dead of sleep. And, like, if you move too much, if you move too much for me, I will literally wake up and ask you, are you okay? Like, and sometimes I could be dead sleep, and then I'll feel you move subconsciously and then wake up and be like, you all right? What's wrong? Why are you not sleep?
That's
you know,
me.
Shit like that.
Oh, my God, that's so mean. Because y'all on some real shit. Like, sometimes I don't get, because if I go and stay at my friend's house, y'all, I don't sleep. Because he tosses and he turns so much throughout the night, I don't get no sleep. Because I'm sitting up like, you okay? Are you all right? Can you please stop fucking moving so I can go to sleep? And he snores, so it's already bad enough I can't really get to sleep because you snore. But he'll get up and he'll sit at the edge, like on his side of the bed. He'll sit up, and I'll reach over and I'll sit up and be like, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" And then I'll turn back, and he'll say, "Yeah, I'm fine." And I'll turn back over, and he ain't laid back down yet. Are you sure? Are you okay? Like.
Oh, well, yeah.
I promise you. Y'all think I'm joking, but I'm telling the God honest truth.
I guess, I ain't shit then, because when I go to sleep, child, listen, shit be real in my bed, okay? I am asleep. I am sleep. I don't hear nothing. I don't see nothing. You rolling over ain't affecting me. Why? Because I'm on my side of the bed. You on your side of the bed. And I don't feel nothing of what you're doing because I'm over here. And you over there, this my pillow. I'm over here. I don't know what's all happening. You ain't hear such and such last night. Nope. You ain't hear that car accident? Sure didn't. I don't hear none of that. You ain't hear the microwave go off? Mm-mm. Nope. I ain't hear none of that.
Mm-mm. I'm the one talking about, so why are you in the kitchen cooking? You don't get your ass back in this damn bed if I'm going to sleep.
Mm-mm. Now, see, the problem is, like, if you come in the room, like, here's my thing. Like, if you come in the room and you got a plate and I smell it a little bit,
she
sleep,
don't smell the food.
I get up for that. But all that tossing and turning and everything else, long as you don't hit me or you don't push me or nothing like that, I'm the wrong one to have, like, in an emergency or some mess like that. I can't help you. Like, you something in the middle of the night, I'm asleep.
See, I'm the kind of person where
if
I know you're asleep, I'm not even going to come into the room. I'll sit my ass downstairs somewhere. I'll sit in a different room. Don't, because me, like, if I don't sleep, you know, like, because at one point in time I was staying with this girl, and, like, she would go to sleep, like, mad early. Like, I'm talking about, like, 8, 9 o'clock. And me, at that point in time, I was up all night. Like, literally, like, I don't go to sleep until the sun rises. So by the time I'm getting ready to go to sleep, she's getting ready to wake up. So I'd never be in the room. She's like, oh, why don't you never come sleep with me? Because you're getting ready to go to sleep. You can go to sleep at like 9 o'clock. I'm really just waking up at 5. I'm like, why? Why would I be in the room with you knowing that I want to play the game? I'm going to play the game and I'm going to talk and have a conversation and you're going to be asleep. Never going to do that.
Oh, I don't hear none of that. Like, with this particular person, like, we used to live together. He'd make beats all night long. I wouldn't hear not one of them. All night long, he'd be up. And then he'd be like, what'd you think of such and such? That shit was fire. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear nothing you made. I don't know.
He didn't tell that shit was hot. Jesus.
But then he'll say, all right, well, I'll play it for you again. He know that I wasn't listening. I was still asleep. I didn't hear it. It didn't wake me up. So he'll be like, all right, I'll play it for you. But, yeah, Now, here's the funny part, though. I can hear that this is the mom in me. I can hear the babies moving around in their beds, though. Like, that'll wake me up. Like, if somebody didn't roll over by a certain time, I would get up and check on that. But other stuff, I ain't getting up.
More power to you.
Well, I can't. I have nothing.
It'd be like that sometimes. Everybody got their little quirks when they sleep. Everybody got their quirks when they do anything, so.
I don't know. Yeah, I just can't. I can't sleep with other people. I think that might be another reason why I really don't want to share my bed with nobody. I can't sleep. I'll sleep on one side of the bed, on my side, and I'm doing it. I don't even mess up the other side of my bed. That's how, like, centralized I am. All that moving around, you don't lay your ass down somewhere. Or I put you on your own couch.
Please, I wish.
You gonna put them on their own couch? That's so kind of you. You gonna put them on the couch?
Put you on your own couch.
You can go to
fuck
home
call.
Don't understand. I just don't understand. That thing messes up my sleep. I get at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep throughout the night, and I got to take a nap. I need all my sleep. I need all of it. So I'm saying it. It's like I'm going to sleep as soon as we are soon. I need to get it together.
Okay, so let's talk about this intro song tonight. Folks, I really like this song. It's called Tony. Had y'all ever heard this song before I played it?
I love me some Solange. Yes, that is my anthem. That's on my phone. I listen to it daily. Tony. I could have been in love by now if it wasn't for Tony. This is true.
It was so funny when the song came out because I had dated a guy named Tony. And I remember, humming it and singing it. And he was like, what if it wasn't for Tony? Oh, not you. Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think every woman has been there. And I don't know if Thomas has been there or not. But, when is the other, when you make that decision about the other night? And you're like, why? Why did I do this? Hey. Huh.
Don't get me to start. Yes, I sure have. The other night, why? Why?
Mm-hmm. Oh, why? Oh, wait a minute. I remember you making this comment in the conversation. Wait a minute. Since you said the other night, the question was, when was the last time that you gave head. You thought I didn't see your answer, but I did. So, listen, you got to explain it to Lucy. Because I didn't get that piece of information when I talked to you the other day. I'm sorry, y'all, listening world. I'm about to get on her because she's acting up.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I didn't plan on it happening. It just sort of came about. It's not who you think it is. This just was, you know. Yeah, it was somebody I was kind of kicking it with for a minute, but yeah, but no. Yeah, so I don't even want to talk about that sad situation. That was sad.
Yeah,
it was sad. You see, I just said this morning, I ain't had no smiley faces. I didn't have no other little emoji. I ain't had no pictures just this morning. Mhm. Yeah.
So wait, I'm lost. So what happened?
See, if you pay attention.
So,
no, all I heard was there was supposedly a dick suck, but then there was nothing. I didn't hear anything about it.
There was a dick suck. It was.
Okay.
And then there was sex after the dick suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the sex was a complete waste of time.
Oh, okay.
I should have had. I should have had a
V8.
Okay. Now watch.
Did you explain it like that? I got you. But I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, huh? What the hell is she talking about? Like, there's nothing missing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. I'm a very direct kind of guy.
That's why I said it was sad. It was sad. It was actually sad. It wasn't. I should have had a V8. I should have read a book.
What made it so sad?
It was.
Yeah.
First of all, not the dick sucking part. I did my job thoroughly on that part. It was just the sex part. It was like it took maybe about 20 minutes. And I think I might have been generous with that. I think I was generous in saying that it was 20 minutes. It might have been like 10 minutes, whatever. It just wasn't good at all.
Is it just that the time wasn't good what wasn't good about it?
The whole situation wasn't good. Because first of all,
he didn't pull your hair, he didn't smack your ass, what didn't he do?
Well, he didn't last long enough, Two, it wasn't, like, he didn't have, like, you know how guys have a stroke? You know that you do that one stroke, like, you got that rhythm going. He doesn't have any rhythm. I don't think he can dance. He doesn't have any rhythm. Like, there was none. Like, it was one, like, every stroke was different, but it wasn't, like, different in a good way. It was different in a, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is this the first time?
Yes.
But, okay, he was nervous. He didn't know what to do yet. He was nervous. That's what it was. He was nervous.
Get that nigga the PDF file.
See, here's the thing, though. I thought that, too. So I said, okay, we're going to try this again another day. And we tried it again another day. It's the same thing. No, I'm not about to do this the third time. No, we're not doing this.
So, in the course of the last week, you and this person have had sex twice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Look at you. Look at you.
I know, right? It was good. I might be feeling like somebody, but it was bad, so I feel like it don't even count.
So it don't count?
No, it don't count.
It don't count.
Like, I'm like, what? Like, you still can't fix this. It counts, shit. It counts.
You nigga got a max of 10 strokes, and that was it. No, nigga, you don't count. You don't count.
No, that's exactly what happened. I don't even think he made 10 strokes. I think it was 9. I think it might have been 9 strokes, and he was just out for the count.
So he couldn't get his count. He couldn't get the 10.
That's so sad. And then what made it so bad was the fact that he was all like, "Oh my God, that shit was amazing." I'm like, "What? What was amazing? What?"
Taylor, I have a question, right? So, were you a bit backed up before this?
No. No, I'm good. Like, I masturbate twice a day. So I was like, yeah.
Right, but you hadn't had any, dick before that. What was the time frame from this dick to from the last dick?
Maybe like some weeks.
12 weeks?
How long? No, maybe like, I don't. It might have been last.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last month sometime.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, all right. Now, not for nothing. You know, hey, all I'm going to say is masturbation versus getting some dick, totally different thing. So
really
you might
is.
Not have been backed up per se. You know, you might not have been backed up per se because you have been taking the edge off, so to speak. But getting dick, you know, you was backed up from the dick. You just wasn't getting it the way that you wanted to. So you might have been just a little bit on the, you know, super slide, you know, what's that damn thing that the kids slide down, you know, when you put the water holes in it and they slide down and shit? That thing. You might have been a slip and slide. There you go. Yeah, you might have been a slip and slide for him.
But see,
the
I thought of that.
Fun, the ultimate playground.
Yeah, I thought of all
right.
of that. So,
yeah.
So that's why I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try this again. And we tried it again, and it still didn't pan out right. So I just gave up.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying. At the end of the day, now, this is not me defending him. This is just me, you know, me giving all the fucking examples in the possible world that I can possibly think of. You know, now, if you backed up and you didn't get the thing in which you was looking for from that first session, you still backed up. So you still got the flip the slide going. All I'm saying is, hey, look, maybe the third time might be the charm. But inform this nigga that, you know, hey, give this nigga the PDF file.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
So
give the nigga
right
the
now.
PDF file. Yeah, just let the nigga know, hey, listen, your first two attempts was not good. What is this? Like, you're going to have a dunk contest try. Listen, this is your last attempt. If you can't make it, you might as well tell me now. If you can't do it, you might as well tell me now. Because if not, because I'm going to be very upset with you, and I'm going to slander your name across multiple social media websites.
Don't do that.
So all I'm going to say is, you know,
that piece of
don't,
advice
don't,
you can know is a little bit bored.
Yeah. You know, but at least
okay.
you can say, hey, look, I'm not saying you got to give them football numbers, but give them baseball. 3 strikes, you're out.
He said you don't got to give them football numbers. You give them baseball numbers.
Right. You know, you get four downs and you turn over. You know, 4 downs, you turn over. Bullshit. You know, you get them 3 strikes, you're out.
No.
But you got to make sure you give him that PDF file. See, that'd be the problem.
I'd rather just get some from somebody who already has a PDF file. Like they come and they put in work. Like I don't want to have to be dishing out the PDF file. Like, you, like, this is what you came here for. This is your task. Handle it, and that's that.
Well, see, now, okay. Now, when you deal with somebody new, what would you expect to happen? Now, never mind the fact that he couldn't make it to 10. Never mind the fact that he couldn't make it to 10. But let's just say that he did make it past 10, but he just didn't last that entire length for you. Why not just give him the PDF file and tell him, hey, look, you might want to bust one before you come here and then see what happens.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
I hadn't thought of that. I will weigh the options. I will consider that. I will think about considering that, I should say.
Because, hey, look, you know, third times are sometimes a charm. But if it doesn't happen, you know, if it doesn't work that way, hey, my bad, you know, I just wanted you to make sure that you got some and you were okay. That's all. You know.
I appreciate your concern.
Right, no problem. I send somebody your way if you don't get what you're looking for. I send somebody your way.
Now I have a particular person in mind that
okay.
I know can handle the job.
Good. All right, outstanding. So basically,
mm-hmm.
what you're saying is mm-hmm. whoever it is that's going to be handling Taylor the way that she likes, please make sure you do it and do it expeditiously if she calls you.
I
That's
can't.
Funny. That's funny. I don't know what that's like anymore. So yeah.
So now, wait, hold on. So now I got a question. What time is it?
Who's that question for?
So now, I got a question for Taylor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
okay. It's not for me. Mm-hmm.
No. Because we, all right. So, what's a good time frame for you? You know, with the right stroke, what's a good time frame for a guy to last?
Oh, if you got the right stroke, I wouldn't even be thinking about what time it is. That's how bad it was that I knew.
He can last 5 minutes.
No, if it's good, it's good. Like, I can't, I'm not worried about how long he lasts.
See, there's always a kicker. Yeah. So basically what you're saying is, he can last 10 minutes as long as the stroke is good.
Yeah, if he can get me there in 10 minutes, hey.
Well, it's not the time
done.
The time wasn't the reason why it was bad. It was the stroke that was the reason why it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
He all over the place. He hit one spot, he moved. He hits that spot, he moved. Like, it's mm-mm. Stay still. Do something right here.
Yeah, I
They can last 5 minutes.
Did you say, you know, did you tell him right there, or did you just let him just keep stroking and just do whatever?
No.
He
You know I got a big-ass mouth? No, I was like, hey, listen, go back, stop doing what you're doing, and look, focus, do this. He's fucking up my directions. How you fuck up directions that somebody giving you? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was reading it to you. That's what you
said? I said, how you fuck up directions that somebody's giving you? Like, I'm giving you directions as we're doing it, and you still can't figure it out.
When
you
get
giving him
directions. Left is right and right is left. When you get good pussy, sometimes right is left and left is right.
Mm-mm. How about you wiggle your
Niggas
body?
Niggas get stupid.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, maybe I should change, you know, let's change positions. Maybe it'll... No, that wasn't it either.
So did you take control at all?
Or did you not have enough time to take control? I did, and then that's when it ended. thinking that maybe I should have just took control from the beginning, and then I wouldn't have, I don't know. Because I think, I thought I did pretty decent in, you know, waiting to take control, but then it ended as soon as I got on top. So it was like, oh, well,
not for nothing. All I'm going to say is, you know, a woman takes the control and she get on top and she start riding. I'm just saying, you know,
I didn't start. I didn't start riding anything. I literally got on top of him and sat down, and that was the end of it.
You had one of those. Remember? I had one of those.
Well,
and he got a nice pat on his shoulder and a kiss on the forehead. You have a good day.
Oh, shit. Forehead kiss. Let's see. Mm-mm. See, we already understood. Fellas, listen. Yeah. If you get the forehead kiss, go home. Go home. That's a universal sign of you tried it, but you didn't succeed. Goodbye.
Yep.
That's exactly what that is. If a lady gives you a forehead kiss after sex, go home, take a shower, and just pray that she hits you back up.
I ain't never heard from him again. I ain't never call. I ain't text. I ain't say I'm home. I ain't say nothing. Make you think I'm still lost out there somewhere in the world.
Oh, yeah. What? Wait, hold on, right? So I just want to, you know. Now, you know how they say the warm rag is supposed to be, you know, that's what you give to the person who did the good job. You know, you give them the warm rag and, you know, you clean them up and all that good stuff. You know. Well, scientifically speaking, you know, if you give a person a warm rag, you want them to relax. You don't want them to get back up. But if you give them that cold rag, you're bound to get them back up. I'm just saying, scientifically speaking. That's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Wow. That's funny. Too funny. Well, guys, as we wind it on down, I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. And this conversation has been fairly entertaining. So this weekend I'm celebrating my birthday. Tuesday is my birthday. So tomorrow I'm going to be really drunk. So if anybody sees me, just bring me a drink, because it's also going to happen for me.
I got the perfect birthday gift for you. I got the perfect birthday gift. If y'all just happen to see Amaj, tell her rub on your booty if you're a big booty girl. That's all. Just tell her rub on your booty. That's a birthday gift for Amaj.
That'll make me happy. And I'm so excited about my birthday dress. That's neither here nor there, but I'm excited about that thing. So I want you all to enjoy your weekend. Be good to one another. And have fun.
Absolutely.
Make sure you bust a nut this weekend.
Yes, this is true.
I think everyone should bust a nut this weekend, and then on Monday, if you don't bust a nut on Saturday, at least bust one on Sunday, so that way you can go to work on Monday with a pretty good, you know, pretty good happiness.
I'm off
pretty
for the next 10 days. Fuck the job.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Well, shit. Well, you, on the other hand, you travel and you have a good day, and you bust a couple nuts in the process, a lot of nuts, if you know you need them.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get them. I've been getting them for a while now. Much business. Anyway,
and make sure you get
some
sleep in the process.
I am about to go to bed right now. So, you guys have a wonderful rest of the evening. Enjoy your weekend. Do what Thomas said do. And we'll see you guys here next Friday, same time, same place, with more
shenanigans and conversations. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, motherfucker.